Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You know it, it's Home Squad time, and I'm delighted to be joined now by Jenny Sheehan, former Home of the Year winner and Workers' Cottage on Instagram, and Sarah Carroll, who you might know on Instagram as Sand in Delivery. You're both very welcome on the programmes. Your Workers' Cottage, not Artisan Cottage, is that right?
We were just discussing times as an Artisan Cottage, but let's not kid ourselves. Like, this was for ESB workers and, you know, it's perfect as it is.
And they're gorgeous. And they're beautiful, gorgeous, quaint cottages. I know them gorgeous. Well. They're gorgeous. Okay, we are going to talk about hiding cables and cables in our house. How bad are we, first of all, for ignoring this issue and just leaving those cables everywhere?
And like, I'm going to extend it even beyond cables. It's all these little bitty things. Like, the details matter because they can ruin your house. And I think, especially when we had minimalism as such a massive trend, I'm not against it, but like, the second you throw down a scarf or you take off your jacket or you put a book somewhere or a trailing cable comes out of a lampshade or you plug in your phone, it can ruin the whole thing. So it's easy. It's easier than people might think to hide these things, and it needs to be done. Just going to, you know, mandate it now.
And it's one of those things I think you intend to do, but you don't do. And then you just sort of don't see the mess.
Yeah, you just learn to live with it and you forget they're there. And it's sometimes you go into someone else's house and you spot the cables, weirdly, but you don't see them in your own house. So yeah, it is just one of those things. Go into your room, take a look around and have a think about, oh, can I tuck all those away, those six cables behind the TV or next to the TV.
Okay, so what exactly are we talking about here? I can picture the TV 100%. I can see the TV box, the Sky box, the internet box, the lamp and the charger. I mean, they're all just sitting there now. I'm actually getting the ick even thinking about it. Yikes. What else are we talking about?
I'm talking about lamps because I have this beef, and I think, I hope that there's a lighting designer out here somewhere who can text in and explain to me why the most beautifully designed lamps often just have these. It's like nobody thought about the wire. The wire is just hanging off the middle of it and it just totally ruins the aesthetic for me.
And it's kind of that, usually that ugly white thick plastic, isn't it? Obviously for safety reasons, but so aesthetically it's not pleasing.
It's not aesthetically pleasing. I want an explanation for this. So that's the first thing. And I think there's probably a lot of listeners out there who are thinking, that's great, Jenny, but I don't have a plug near where I wanted my lamp to go. You know, I didn't have the luxury of renovating my house or getting an electrician in or chasing a wire or whatever it is. But I do think there's lots of other alternatives out there. There's wireless lamps now are brilliant. Rechargeable lamps are fantastic. You know, there's easier ways to hide it. There's cable chasers. There's trunking. You can hide it behind paneling. You can hide it behind skirting. You can make it pretty with a little jacket, a little knitted jacket or something, or washi tape or whatever. There's no excuse, I don't think, anymore for just a big ugly wire hanging out.
Okay,
so it's not wanted.
Look, ideally, when we're, you know, building our houses, or if you're lucky enough to renovate our house, or actually unlucky enough to renovate a house, you would plan all of this out in advance, wouldn't
you? And you'd have lots of sockets at all places around the room, and preferably even at different heights. Let's say for high cabinetry, or, you know, if you're thinking about external Christmas lights, you might even have the luxury of putting, you know, a socket high up externally. Like, there are so many things you can think about if you have the luxury of doing it. But retrospectively, you're looking at your home and you're thinking, how can I, you know, how can I tidy things up? How can I make things a bit neater? And there are still lots of ways. So one thing I would think about is make the most of the sockets that you have. If you have a socket in your room that's got nothing plugged into it, but your other socket's working overtime with six things plugged in, have a look at that and see how you can maybe separate things out a bit. There's brilliant things for putting, if you've got a couch up against a wall, there's probably a socket hidden behind it somewhere. Pull that couch out from the wall and you can get a shelf or a narrow console table. They're very narrow. They go in, slot in behind your sofa, and they have integrated built-in power sockets, power runs. So you can plug it in below behind the couch, and that could have a USB or USB-C port in it. You can now put a lamp behind your couch. You can put your Wi-Fi box. You can have, you plug your phone in while you're watching the TV. And it's just like small little things like that, but integrated sockets, power runs, USB, USB-Cs. They're brilliant just for just stopping the overloading of having multiple things plugged into it. Because that's that rat's nest of millions of cables is what just ends up looking awful in the corner of your room or stuffed down in the corner, you know, somewhere.
Yeah, under it's the one of the regrets I have when we were renovating the house is I didn't actually put in US plugs right throughout the house. They're so handy, and there means that that mobile phone plug, which we all have all of the time, is not permanently plugged in and lying loose by the bed or lying beside the kettle or somewhere else.
And you're not using up a valuable power socket. Because you know, you have to unplug your lamp to plug in your bloody phone. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just
and
that constant
like
thing.
Me and you renovated your home before USB-C became the industry standard. You can buy the USB-A was the one that was before that, whatever the original USB plugs were. You can buy little converters that you can just stick at the top of your cable, and that will turn it into a USB, you know, if you're tuning a USB-C cable into a USB-A cable. So,
or even one more than that, the faceplate on your sockets can be just swapped out for a faceplate that has still got your two power outlets and it's got two USBs in it as well. And that's actually a really simple switch.
If you can find yourself an electrician, good luck with that. What about that big bundle that I was talking about behind the TV, right? Which I think most people inevitably have. What can you do to make that look neater and to stop all those cables from just becoming one big homogenous mess behind the screen?
So there's a few things. If your TV is hanging on your wall, then really the ideal that you could do is chase your wire in behind the wall and down into the plug so you don't see the wire at all. That is the dream, but that does involve cutting a hole in your plasterboard. And if you know, you want to be really sure that that's where you're leaving your TV so you don't want to damage the wall, or maybe you're renting and just cutting a hole in your plasterboard is not an option at all. So the first thing you can do in that instance is you could put a cable cord on all of the cables so that they run into one kind of seamless holder together. Mm-hmm. So that mess, that wires, the trailing, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 cables that look awful, that's all neat and tidied up. Even better is you can buy what's called trunking. So these are the little channels that you can buy. You can buy them in different colours. You can buy them in different shapes. So, for example, you might have, you know, a little corner one that will you could chase over to the corner of your wall and put down hidden there. You can have ones that will go flat on your floor. You can get them in wood finish and you can often paint them. So this is where you would just have a channel that you stick onto your wall and you could paint it the same colour. And yes, you'll see the little bump. It's not invisible, but it's a lot tidier than a whole bunch of wires trailing down off the back of your TV.
Yeah.
Trunking, it's called.
Trunking.
If I just Google cable trunking, I can buy something.
Exactly.
I do like when I see them on the floor. You know, sometimes you go to a really nice Airbnb, nice rental, where they have actually put something on the floor for the lamp cable so that it stays in place.
Yes. Yeah, and it is safer as well. Rather than just kind of tucking it under a rug or something, you should really use a trunking. So trunking is just a double-sided sticky tape on the back. And you'd buy cable trunking, double-sided sticky tape onto the wall, and you slide the cable through it. It snaps on then, so you can put any cable into it.
Should you paint your cables different colours so you know?
I wouldn't paint
what.
The cable. I would put it behind trunking first of all, and you can paint the trunking.
I have painted a cable. I have painted a cable on wall lights that are plugged in wall lights. So again, adding a wall light, you can now get the battery operated ones, but I couldn't at the time, and I didn't want to get the cable chased. So it's wall lights, and I have a very dark colour on the wall, and I painted the cable, and it's there blending in, and it's probably and it's less chunky than trunking.
Okay, I hope this answers the questions from our first two listeners here. One is looking for a cost-effective way to hide TV cables in their sitting room that doesn't involve expensive built-in cabinets.
Yeah.
And the other one wants her husband's PlayStation to disappear. It's currently under the TV. I mean, if you do have a cabinet under your television that doesn't have a hole in the back for it, I presume that's what you could just cut in if you were handy
you
yourself or you had a carpenter.
Hole.
Well, this is it. So you can cut, you can get, if you buy a hole cutting drill bit, like you can drill this in yourself. It's just, it'll cut the right size. And then you can buy grommets, which are the kind of circles of various different sizes. And you know, when you imagine kind of an office desk, there's usually a circle in the desk where cables
the
go up through.
Plastic or rubber thing.
Yeah, but you can get
the
them
hole.
In timber, you can get them rubber, you can get them like that, they can be painted. So you could add grommets. Also, what I've seen people do, which is very clever, is you can get kind of boxing, like boxes for putting in extension, the whole run of extension the power sockets and all the plugs. But I've seen people put them into nice baskets. Do be aware that you need ventilation. Okay, so don't put them in and then put loads of blankets on top. This would be like a small decorative basket that looks really neat on the side of the TV, but that the cables can go into quite easily.
Okay, let's go to some of the other questions that have come in from our Lunchtime Live listeners today. My issue is actually trying to hide air vents. They're big they're white and they are ugly as sin. Well, I added that bit myself. Can I paint them, or what can you do with those?
Oh, that's such a common one. And it's so funny. Yes, you can paint them, but if it's plastic, that's going to be an issue. So first of all, you might be better off removing, like you can just remove them and buy a different material. You can buy, you know, metal is much, much easier to paint, and it'll stay a lot easier as well.
And that's so quite simple, just to pull out the air vent and put in a fancier one.
It's just a plate. So you don't need to pull out the whole thing. You don't need to pull out what's inside the wall. It's just a plate that sits over it, and it's usually just with screws. So if it is metal, listener, I would say take that off first and replace it. Or if it is plastic, I mean, take that off first and replace it with potentially metal, if you can find it, and then paint that the same colour as your wall. So you want no contrast, and it will disappear. It'll be invisible.
Are there not ones that have some kind of like fabric overlay or something that can be painted?
Yeah.
Aren't there ones that have, I'm trying to just think of exactly what it is, but there is something that where you don't actually even see the vented, it's like a vented fabric and you can paint over it, and then they're even more invisible.
I have another question here. I'm repainting my house. I have just done a second coat of paint on the roof, but when it dries, it keeps cracking. Is there any way I can fix this?
I think they mean ceiling. So yeah, the ceiling keeps cracking. Yeah. Jenny, do you have you a thought?
So if it's cracking, it probably means that you haven't primed it properly. Unfortunately, this might require a whole repainting.
Okay, back to the beginning.
I would start again. I think I would have to go back to the beginning on that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it depends. So what type of crack? If it's a very obvious crack, what you might need to do is you actually need to channel out that crack. So you're going to use your paint stripper. You're actually going to scrape that crack, make it wider. Fill it completely. Sometimes you might have to use a tape that you would use similarly to doing kind of a plasterboard tape. You can tape it. You need to fill it carefully, and so you fill wider than the crack, and sand it down, and then repaint. Maybe priming, maybe painting. Looking at the type of paint, a vinyl paint might have more give in it for cracks. Mm-hmm. So just ask your paint supplier. They're the knowledgeable ones for this. Ask your paint supplier. So you're painting your ceiling. Just check with them.
And okay, make sure if it's a crack that's kind of a result of a peel, just make sure there's no moisture in behind there. That is the number one thing to check. So that's even just touching the ceiling. Make sure there's no leaks and it's not cracking because of moisture.
But you know what I'm hearing here, ladies? There's no quick fix solution here, is there? You can't just whack up another layer and say a prayer.
We got a great tip once from, it was Alan Farrelly, Farrelly & Co, the paint specialist, who are fabulous. Alan Farrelly, he was a painter, and he always said that painting is minimum 70% prep. And then about 30% of the actual doing.
Absolutely, hands down.
It's probably 80-20.
Probably 80-20.
It's priming, it's sanding, it's the boring part, it's the masking off, and then it's finally the painting.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually do have some more questions here now about cabling. I have cables coming out from under my TV. There's a hole cut in our insulation the size of the TV so that the TV slots lovely into that gap. Our builder did it. She sounds like she's delighted with it.
Well,
but I'm wondering if it would be possible to cut a clean hole in the insulation to put the cables going down in it to hide them.
Yeah, so you're talking about putting the wire behind the TV down behind the wall so that it just disappears into the wall. And absolutely. So that's just, you know, you literally just cut a little hole in through the insulation. Make sure that the wires are wrapped in something, be it a cable wrap or something like that. And then they can go back out through maybe another little hole at the bottom in behind your cabinet or whatever it might be. And then you can buy as well. There's called kind of wall cable chasing kits that have those grommets that you were speaking about that you would see on a desk. And that can be plugged into the wall as well. That just makes the hole that you've cut in the plasterboard to let the wire back out nice and neat and invisible.
But how do you manage to refill that plasterboard without it looking like there's always been a big hole there that you've put in?
So you're cutting a small hole in the first place, and then it's so there always will be a hole there. So if you ever want to patch it up again, that is, you know, that's replastering, repainting and redoing everything over it. But the wire chaser kits for walls have those little grommets on it. So you stick that right on and you don't see the messy kind of cut out plasterboard around the edges.
OK, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for all
of that
very, very useful advice. And thank you all for getting in touch with us on the show today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.